Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. FBI and others have opened a civil rights investigation into the deadly car ramming during a counter-protest against a white nationalist demonstration in the U.S. city of Charlottesville, Virginia. One person died when the car crashed into demonstrators. Two others died when a state police helicopter crashed nearby. Chopper was keeping an eye on the rally below. President Trump condemned the violence.
There's no place in America. What is vital now is a swift restoration of law and order and the protection of innocent lives.
Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe declared a state of emergency to aid the state response to the events in Charlottesville.
And I have a message to all the white supremacists and the Nazis who came into Charlottesville today. Our message is plain and simple. Go home. You are not wanted in this great commonwealth.
The Saturday rally drew thousands who were upset about the planned removal of a statue commemorating the memory of a Confederate Civil War general. Fighting has flared in South Sudan's northeastern Upper Nile state despite government forces capturing a key rebel headquarters. The violence took place over control of a town where the rebels have had their main base since early 2014. A bomb exploded near a crowded market in the Pakistani city of Quetta, killing at least 15. The provincial home minister recounts the attack.
A vehicle belonging to our security forces was targeted. According to the information we have received so far, there are around 15 casualties, people who have been martyred. Around 40 people are injured.
No one claimed responsibility. This is VOA News.